I'd like to record a selection of some of my poetry in both languages. That is my native language, which is the Welsh language, and in the English language. This is one of my avocations, and I see from the feedback that there is some interest in the poetry. And so I'm going to record some sonnets in the English language and some strict meter bardic poetry and other types of poetry in the Welsh language. So I'll start with three recent sonnets. The first one is called The Yew Tree, and I wrote this after a visit to the Llangeug church above Pontardawe Grammar School, and that was saved from being sold. The Yew Tree. In 6 millennia, I have seen many obscure community notices, appearances of impending nights, blurs in the darkness of heavy midday rain. I continue to stare at these creatures. A static, silent, rooted point of view. What community use am I? Churchyards are littered by burnt-out websites. The schools are parched and pockmarked by the stones and words of contemporary barbarism. All humankind to me was dawning dew. At eve it drinks the sap of poisoned dew. At noon in stones like lizards lie our saints. At dusk their dust the darkness slowly taints. And this second sonnet I wrote after seeing the shattered remains of the Edward Davis Chemical Laboratories on a visit from the United States. It had been badly vandalized, and in particular the lecture theatre was smashed to pieces. Fortunately, it has now been renovated. The wild geese. A wind-blown howling. This old orchestra plays on its own. There is no conductor, and the auditorium glistens with shards. Pieces of time smashed by casual stones from a still-present past. The formulae of distant wolves that howl amid the chairs that once were learned. Iconoclasm. But why are these abstractions so destroyed? Was the science so meaningless as to yield us no function of the beating heart? And how many roads must a man walk down amid echoes and shades of old renown? The colors of time that is life rescind, and the answer is blowing in the wind. this third sonnet, I was on a walk to a farmhouse of Fiesterhaven above Craigcan Park, where a huge big pipeline had been pushed through up the side of the mountain against all local protest. Fortunately, the damage caused by the pipeline has now been repaired to some extent. But at the time, this was the sonnet. Fiesterhaven. Pines of Fiesterhaven give sound to time, for history would have broken step, and there would have been no reason for this rhyme. Why let this ruin irritate? The strep in the throat. The farmhouse is a pile of old stone, that is all. Centrally arranged. To sell it all, let's spit it out in style, a poisoned well and a caved-in roof deranged. At an angle to the pterodactyl clawing at 10,000 years of pure land to make a pipeline full of human bile and dissolving the hourglass in its sand. Around the pines, around this ruin, blows the rage of time. The blood of people flows. And this is a translation of Dawid ap Gwilym, generally regarded as the greatest bard of the Welsh language. And it is from his famous Cywydd Mai. First I give the my English translation, then I give the original Welsh of Dawid ap Gwilym. It is written in a courtly 14th century style. I tried to capture the rhyme and the rhythm of it, but the canghanedd can't be captured. Me. The Lord knows that goodly ray, first gentle light the growth of May. Great scenery soars away this first day of mellow May. The strong trees keep me at bay, great Lord is heaven of May. The wise bards did not missay, the world's glory is in May. Dawning draperies repay the generous Lord of May. Sent me warmly to portray with hazel brush the green of May. High florins that won't betray, fleur-de-lis of treasured May. Groves that keep me away, cloak me too in leafy May. Angered that the time won't delay, I dread the leaving of May. Gently she comes to waylay the harmony of quiet May. Fosterer of bards, nosegay made of the pleasures of May. Baptized Son of God, parlay with me the glory of May. Heaven purify, assay my world, my living in May. The original may be found in Professor Sir Thomas Parry, Gwaith Dawid ap Gwilym, Gwasg Prifysgol Cymru, University of Wales Press. Dawid ap Gwilym lived from about 1320 to about 1380 and is generally considered to be the great master of a literary form called canghanedd. So any attempted translation of such a great poet is bound to fail. However, the above tries to translate the syllabic and rhyming pattern sustained through the whole poem, called a cywydd. The rules of the cywydd means that in Welsh there must be consonantal alliteration or some other acceptable form of canghanedd in every line. Lines must be seven-syllable rhyming couplets, accentuated alternating with unaccentuated. I have maintained this rule in nearly all the above rhyming couplets, but not quite all. The rule applied in Welsh usually means one syllable line ending rhyming with a multiple syllabic line ending. Also, the original first stanza has lines all beginning with the letter D. I have not attempted to translate this. There are various other rules which must be adhered to, and this form of poetry was created by Dawid ap Gwilym himself, generally regarded as being on par with Dante and Chaucer. He was a younger contemporary of Dante and an older contemporary of Chaucer. The original Welsh is as follows. Mae. Dyw gwyddiad, mae da agweddau, dyfodiad moyn dyfod mae. Dyfeth urgyrs a dyfau, dyw calan mis moynlan mae. Digwyn flaen goed am oedau, dyw mawr ar oes doi am mae. Dillyn bywyr nîm rydwyllau, da fyd ym oedd dyfod mae. Harddaws teg am anhregau, halaw o'r mawr, hael i'r mae. Anfones i'm iawn fwnau, glas defyll glân mwyn gill mae. Lloringod brig, nîm rigau, fflir dilys, gyfoedd mis mae. Diongo rhag brad yn cadwai, dan esgyllt ail fentyll mai. Llawn oif a ddig nith rigau, beth yw mi, beth y mai. Dolais ferch am anerchau, dyn gwywr o'i moyn dan gor mai. Tad maeth bair hyrdd am hwrddau, sy'r hogion moynion y mai. Ma bedir dafyr difai, ma glas mawr i wyrddas mai. O nef y doeth am caethau i'r byd, fy mywyd i maeth.